はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう、盛岡。
さくらです。
夏子です。
Peter here, and we're back with another lesson. As always, we're brought to you by Eric Klein and the Translation and Interpretation Specialists. Okay, let's jump right into today's lesson. 夏子、元気ですか？
なかなか元気です。さくら、元気ですか？
いいですよ。ピーターは？
相変わらず元気ですよ。Okay, we have another great dialogue for you today. This again is practical, something that you're going to use once, twice a year, maybe.
Yes.
You'll find out what we're talking about. Now, again, if you have any questions, we'll clear it all up at www.japanesepod101.com. Please stop by, leave us a post, send us an email. We love it. Please keep it coming. Okay?Without further ado, let's get into today's conversation.
いらっしゃいませ。
すみません。風邪薬はありますか？
はい、ありますよ。いろいろありますよ。この風邪薬はなかなか強いです。その風邪薬は安いです。あれも結構いいです。
この風邪薬は一番強いですか？
はい、そうです。
じゃあ、これお願いします。
550円でございます。
Okay, what we're gonna do now is we're gonna go through it one more time. もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
いらっしゃいませ。
すみません。風邪薬はありますか？
はい、ありますよ。いろいろありますよ。この風邪薬はなかなか強いです。その風邪薬は安いです。あれも結構いいです。
この風邪薬は一番強いですか？
はい、そうです。
じゃあ、これお願いします。
Okay, as always, I'll do the translating, and Sakura and Natsuko will do the reading. Here we go.
いらっしゃいませ。
Welcome.
すみません。風邪薬はありますか？
Excuse me. Is there cold medicine?That's the literal translation, and it can be interpreted as, do you have cold medicine? Excuse me, do you have cold medicine?
はい、ありますよ。
Yes, we have it.
いろいろありますよ。
We have different kinds.
この風邪薬はなかなか強いです。
This cold medicine is quite strong.
その風邪薬は安いです。
That cold medicine is cheap.
あれも結構いいです。
That over there is also pretty good.
この風邪薬は一番強いですか？
Is this cold medicine the strongest?
はい、そうです。
Yes, that's right.
じゃあ、これお願いします。
Okay, this one please.
550円でございます。
That'll be 550 yen.Okay, great job. Now, we have some old and again some new. Quite a bit of new in there, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what we're going to do is jump right into the vocabulary first. Let's start out with a little bit of the old, okay? What's the first word we had?
結構.
And this is?
Quite.
Yes. And the context we used it in was?
結構いい.
And this was?
Quite good.
Okay, now you said quite. I remember we also had a new word in there, which was?
なかなか.
One more time?
なかなか.
And what's this?
Quite.
This is also quite.
Yes.
What's the difference?
なかなか gives you the feeling that it's better than you expect.
Surpasses expectation.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's pretty good. Okay, excellent. Can you break down this word for us?
なかなか.
One time fast.
なかなか.
Okay. And in the sentence, we combine that with?
強い.
Okay. What's this?
Strong.
Yes. Nice yes. word. Okay. And can you break this down for us?
強い.
And one time fast.
強い.
Yes, I like this word. not used too much about myself, but I like it. Okay, next we had
安い.
And this is
cheap.
Yes, cheap, inexpensive. Give it to us one more time.
安い.
Break it down.
安い.
And one time fast.
安い.
Next we had
風邪薬.
And this is
medicine for cold.
Yes. One more time, please.
風邪薬.
Okay, now I remember we had this. I remember we had the word kaze.
Yes.
We talked about kaze gimi, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's cold. Then what's the second part?
Gusuri.
Which is?
Medicine.
Okay. Now can you give us the whole word once?
Kaze gusuri.
Okay, break it down.
Kaze gusuri.
And one time fast.
Kaze gusuri.
So it's actually cold and medicine.
Yes.
Now can you break the two words down?
Okay. Kaze.
Cold. One time fast.
Kaze.
And then medicine?
Gusuri. In this case, you say gusuri because it's combined with kaze.
Ah, two words together, back
yes,
to back.
Yes, but when it's medicine by itself, you say kusuri.
Ah, thank you so much, Sakura. Yes. So if you just say medicine alone, it is?
Kusuri.
But when you combine it with something in front, it becomes?
Gusuri.
Yes. Okay. For example, we can say stomach medicine.
Igusuri.
Yes. Stomach is?
I.
Very, very easy to remember. One more time.
I.
Yes. And we combine it with medicine?
Igusuri.
Yes. Again, alone it's?
Kusuri.
Together it's?
Gusuri.
Kusuri, gusuri. I like it. Okay. Finally, we had the number, the new number. We combined the previous two number lessons, right?
Yes. Yes.
And we came up with?
550.
Yes. One more time.
550.
Okay, and break it down.
550.
Yes, 550. Okay, now we talked about this word.
ございます.
Now, what is this word? If we break it down to simple Japanese, it comes out to?
です.
Yes. So it's just a fancy word for
です.
Yes. Very, very polite word for
です.
So when you hear the word, just change it in your mind to
です.
So in the dialogue we had
550円 でございます.
And in your mind it should just be
550円 です.
Yes. Don't get tricked by the mirrors and the magic. It's just a smoke screen. It just comes down to です, which is it is. It's 550 yen. Okay? So it's very, very important because store owners and shopkeepers, they use this polite yes. way of speaking towards yes. customers. But again, it is just a pumped up...
This.
Yes. Okay, next word we had was...
いろいろ.
One more time.
いろいろ.
And what's this?
Different kinds.
Yes, various, different kinds. Okay, in the sentence we said...
いろいろありますよ.
So this translates into...
There are different kinds.
Yes, there are different kinds. Okay, now can you break this word down for us?
いろいろ.
And one time fast?
いろいろ.
Perfect. Okay, this again is a very, very useful word. We use it all the time.
Yes.
Okay, so today we have something new in there, which is?
あります.
Yes. What is this, Sakura?
There is.
Yes, there is. Or there are.
Yes.
あります.
Yes, the verb to exist for inanimate and usually non-living objects. This is a very, very important concept in Japanese. They have a specific word for the verb to exist for inanimate and usually non-living objects. And the verb to exist for animate yes. and living things. Okay, so we gave you...
あります.
Now, what's the dictionary form of this?
ある.
Yes. Again, when you're speaking polite situations, we use...
あります.
And when we're speaking in informal situations, we use...
ある.
So now that we understand about this verb, there's a few important points we want to introduce to you about using verbs in Japanese.
Yes.
Okay, the first point, and the one you want to remember above everything else, is where does the verb come, Natsuko?
At the end of the sentence.
Yes. No matter whether it's a question or an answer, the verb is always coming...
At the end.
Yes, at the end. Mm. Remember that. Drill it into the head. at the end of the sentence. So, for example, in the dialogue we had,
風邪薬はありますか?
Yes. Is there cold medicine? And the answer was,
はい、ありますよ。
Yes, we have it. See, the only difference between the question and the answer was,
か。
Yes. No change in the verb order.
Mm. Yes.
This is what you want to remember. If there's one thing you remember today about verbs, it's...
At the end.
At the end.
It comes at the end.
At the end.
Yes.
Yes, this is very important. Remember this and it'll get you through so much. Just so much. For example, in English, when we ask the question, is there cold medicine? Notice how the verb jumps to the front. And then the answer is, there is cold medicine. But again, in Japanese, give it to us one more time.
風邪薬はありますか?
Notice the verb at the end. Answer.
風邪薬はあります。
Yes. Again, verb always comes at the end. Just so, so important. Okay, so that's going to do for today.
また明日ね。
また明日。
See you tomorrow. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.